to Sister Speak Big Brother, where we discuss the Big Brother franchise from a sister's point of view. I'm Sister K.
I'm Sister LM.
And I'm Sister A.
And welcome to episode 83. Let's get started. All right. Hello, ladies.
Hey.
Hey, hello.
Hello. We are here to talk about, I think it's the seventh week in the Big Brother house. I'm kind of got lost on the weeks, but.
Me too.
Yeah, I had written down HOH number seven's coming up.
So okay. Right. So the seventh week in Big Brother. And again, another one of those whopper weeks. Not as whopperish as the one before, but still.
Pretty I was going right. to say.
But still pretty, you know, good.
Pretty good.
Pretty good. Let's see. Where do we want to start? Oh, well, okay. They start the first episode Monday with a very long recap of all of the drama after that quick HOH that Cindy won.
Exactly. Yeah.
And they showed us even more of the argument between Netta and Ika.
And Ika.
Yes. I was like, oh my goodness. And
they were really going at it.
They were going at it. Bruno was like, don't do it, Cindy, don't do it. Kevin was saying, don't do it. We need the numbers.
Yeah.
And Ika was working it.
Unbelievable.
And Cindy knew it was her shot. I don't know. I mean, well, we'll talk about that later. But, I mean, you could tell Cindy wanted to do it, but then she felt bad about doing it.
Oh, yeah. She had some trouble.
Cindy wanted to do it.
Yeah.
She really did. I don't really think she got talked into it too much.
No.
But they really are blaming it on Ika.
Ika. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She just brought it up and probably made her feel like, oh, this is a possibility. We got some more people that'll do this. Mm-hmm. And then Netta was really talking shit. Oh, well, Ika's been telling me everything that's been going on between everybody. We knew we couldn't trust you. You're just crazy. She's been talking mess about you, Cindy. She's been talking mess about you, Bruno. She's been talking mess. Now, Bruno had to have known that wasn't true. Because she saved Bruno's ass on more than one occasion.
Multiple times.
Multiple.
I don't think, at that point, everyone already decided that is on her way out the door. Let her just talk shit and believe what she wants to believe.
Definitely.
But the funniest part. Much. Yeah, and she's waiting like to the last minute to so-called put Ika on blast. Ika already beat her to it. Ika already had a talk prior with Dre. Oh, everyone, like at this point, everyone even knew Ika was playing both sides of the house.
They all knew.
So Netta wasn't saying anything. She just made herself look really, really bitter.
Yeah, they already knew all that stuff.
Yeah. She wasn't dropping any bombs.
No, she didn't know that. But,
yeah, but
it was it was a really good play because Dre didn't, her face was really good. Her face looked like she was pissed.
It was.
And it wasn't until that all ended, Netta was gone, and they had that little recap where Ika says, oh, I've been already told Dre this morning about all that stuff. So she already knew. And I was like, what?
What?
Oh, that was so good.
I think the best part was when they were going to vote and Dimitri is going in to place his vote and he's like, you were safe for about an hour.
And then your reign was over.
Yep. Over.
Well, that's what she was crying about too in the pantry. I just got done being safe and now I'm going to be
I'm so embarrassed.
On the jury.
That is really embarrassing.
It is embarrassing.
Yeah.
Hey, it's the game. Deal with it.
It does realize after that was revealed that Ika had already told Dre, because when Netta was saying all that, Ika was on the couch. She would not say anything. Like, no, I didn't. You know, she wasn't defending herself. And I was like, oh, why isn't she defending herself there?
She doesn't have to.
She didn't have to. She already told Dre.
Yeah.
She's smart. She really is. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She is. Ika, moved up to favorite house guest. for me.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she's growing on me more and more since then. Yep. But not my favorite. She couldn't have outdone Karen for you.
Well, Karen is still my... They're like neck and neck now.
Okay, wow. Karen.
Yeah.
I've always liked Aika, even though sometimes she is a little ridiculous. Like with the whole being mad at Dimitri about possibly voting for her for slot, but she didn't even do. That whole thing was just...
Yeah.
Those kind of things to me she's ridiculous with. And
too drama queeny.
I can't ride with her on those. But I love the drama of her and how she's just so dramatic about everything, which makes for good TV, reality TV.
It does.
Yeah, she's really a good player. Very smart.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yep. So, so they did a long as recap. Long. And then they all go in to vote. And everyone except for one person, wait, I think it was just everyone but one voted for Netta to go.
Mm-hmm.
I think Bruno or Jackie were the only ones that voted for her to stay.
Not Bruno.
Yeah, Bruno voted for her to go.
Right.
Which I found very interesting. I mean, for all that
talk. Yeah, they gave up on her.
They gave up
but he kind of already had a talk with her, like, you don't have the number, like, we don't have the numbers anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
I mean, it wasn't a surprise that he didn't vote for her.
And Netta was trying to get votes even as the voting was going on.
Yeah.
I was like, wow.
I mean, you try what you do. I mean, you do exactly what you can do. But I mean, I think she already knew that she was going to be leaving.
That was like definitely some last minute campaigning. But it was a double eviction, so she didn't have a choice.
She didn't have a choice. That was
right. Yeah, that's true.
When you think about she had to cram like a whole week of campaigning into 20 minutes.
Yeah, that's true.
And not even 20 if she wouldn't have heard them talking about her.
Exactly. Right. Exactly.
And then Cindy was talking about it was definitely a good move, but hard to do. And I was like, oh, come on, Cindy. Come on.
Yeah, you're just saying that.
Come on, Sister Soldier.
No, I believe it was hard for her. Cricket. Yeah.
Even though she wanted to do it.
She wanted to do it because she decided way too damn fast.
Yeah.
I know. I think she wants to do it. Like I said last time, I think she was just worried that Netta's going to be in jury.
Mm-hmm.
She has to like put on a front like she didn't want to do it.
Yeah.
She couldn't be like, Aika, you're going home. You're going home. She couldn't do all that.
No, she couldn't.
That would have been awesome, though.
It would have been.
Bye.
What have.
And then I like the scene of Dre and Aika in the mirror acting like they were just regular. And then as soon as Cindy left, Aika's like, okay, everybody thinks you hate me. Let's keep it that way. But I love you. I really love you. And then she ran out the door. Anyway, that was funny. So then at that point, Bruno and Kevin and Jackie, they're all like, shit, we're screwed.
Mm-hmm.
We are screwed. Even I think Cindy was talking about, we're going to have to make sure we get Dre and William somehow.
Right.
To make this work.
They don't have the numbers anymore.
Mm-hmm. Because I think they were, like, at least Aika said she was going to pretend like she was still with the six that are now the five, but she really wasn't going to be. And I think that comes out later. They realize, oh no, Aika's not really going to be here for us. So we need to make our own little plan.
Mm-hmm.
Then we have this new HOH competition. I think that was next, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The mental endurance challenge.
Buzz killed. Yes.
Yeah.
That was serious. They were left there.
I kind of like that.
7-8 hours.
Yes.
Oh my goodness, I couldn't have done it. So they had.
I would have been like Dylan, but we'll get there.
I know, right? Now, did you like what he was doing?
Heck yeah! That was entertaining.
Get yourself like Chinese.
I like it when he's not crying.
That's the first positive thing about him you've said.
It is.
That is true. Oh,
goodness, it is.
Week 7.
Week 7.
Well, because it's about food.
I know that's right.
Yeah.
And they have all been on slop from that keeping the place dirty, you know, punishment. So they have to keep their hands near a buzzer. And as soon as this clock that they cannot see clocks down, it's going to buzz. And the last person that hits their buzzer is out.
Yes.
Of the running. And of course, they have all these little temptations like food, money, getting off slop, a slop pass. Slop,
yep. Mm-hmm.
But what cracked me up is Dylan is talking mucho shit the whole time. Like, I'm not going nowhere. Mm-hmm. I'm winning this competition. I'm going to see my family. I don't know why y'all still standing up here because you know I'm going to win. And then when they opened up the back door and they had all this food, he was like, I think he was the only one to try to race and get food.
He was.
That was so freaking funny.
That was funny.
He, like, grab an egg roll. Come right back quick.
Wait, and he went back because he needed another egg roll or spring roll with some sauce.
Yeah, the sauce.
Oh, my goodness.
And he was like, it's so good.
I've never saw someone eat an egg roll with no hands.
Yeah, I was
holding your head up.
Why was he not using his other hand?
I don't even know.
Because he's Dylan.
I don't know. I was like, this is, you can use your hands, bro.
Oh, gosh. So, yeah, that was a pretty cool, I thought that was a pretty cool competition.
It was.
And I think Dimitri was the first one out.
I was like,
damn, man, did you try? Dylan's trying to cut deals with people. He's talking shit, more shit on top of more shit. Mm-hmm. He's like, look, I think it got down to Dre, Bruno, Kevin, Jackie, maybe? And
well, Jackie got out after William won the half card.
Oh, that's right.
Then Jackie got out.
So he's telling people, look, just don't buzz in. Let me win. I'm going to win anyway. Just don't buzz in. Go get your slot pass. Go get your money, whatever you're trying to get. And just stay gone. And then I'll buzz in. I'm not targeting none of y'all. And Bruno, I guess, wasn't believing it because he buzzed in. And he's like, oh, man, I don't know why I did that. Because then all the rest of them buzzed in. And
you
we're like,
why you did it.
Thank you. Because I didn't trust your ass.
Right. That was funny. But hey, I can't be mad at Bruno.
Oh, of course not.
We know you can't.
Of course not. So then the next time they have a little break, he's telling them again, okay, don't buzz in, y'all. Do not buzz in. And Dre actually gives it up. And so Ika's asking her, why the heck did you give up? He might put us up. She's like, oh, I thought Bruno was going to make a deal for you. She's like, oh, hell no. Bruno's the shadiest one of them all. He ain't making no deals for me. So Dre was like, oh, man. So anyway, so at the end of that was some good looking Chinese food, I will say. So at the end of the day, Dylan ended up winning HOH and he was excited because he got to see his family.
Yeah.
So were you okay with this crying session, Ellen? The family?
No. No crying is good in LM's book.
Exactly.
None. From a grown man.
Nope.
And you still have nothing to say about Bruno's boohooing?
I don't think Bruno boohoos.
Crying?
He's a silent crier.
Oh,
you just see him like rubbing his eyes, rubbing his tears away.
Yeah. He's leaking.
Yes.
His eyes are leaking.
That's all.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't make a big, like, no one, you wouldn't even know Bruno was crying if he didn't wipe his eyes. Seriously. But maybe. Dylan?
Oh, yeah.
He's like, and his whole body reacts when he cries.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's because, have you noticed, even when they show Dylan talking to someone and he's walking around, I don't think he can breathe half the time. You notice how heavy he breathes?
That he can't breathe.
Yes. Have you ever noticed how heavy he breathes?
Like he's out of breath?
No, he just breathes heavy.
He's a big breather.
I feel like maybe his nose has been broken one too many times or something, because it sounds like he's got something wrong with his nose.
Does he breathe out of his mouth then?
I think he does, but then I think when he does breathe out of his nose, it's really heavy breathing.
You know, I think our crack researcher contacted me once. You know how he sends us stuff occasionally. And I think there was something to do with Dylan's heavy breathing.
Oh, wow.
I can't believe y'all haven't noticed it.
I haven't.
I haven't really noticed it.
I did. Oof. Anyway. So I'm wondering if that might have something to do with how loud he cries. That's all I'm trying to
say. Okay. Yeah. There might be a correlation there. Possible. We don't really know. Correlation.
Okay. So then we get the flurry of let's go talk to Dylan. Let's see where his head's at. We don't want to be nominated. Blah, 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 blah. And of course, everyone's trying to pump him up. Now, this is what I found very, very interesting, is that after all of the shenanigans that they had when they, meaning Dylan and Emily, were up on the block with her quote unquote alliance, he never even seemed to think about targeting any of those folks. Did you notice?
Right. But they were worried that he was still going to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. But I think it's smart to go and talk to the HOH just to touch base and
see where their head is at.
Yeah. See where their head is at, because you never know when they're going to just lash out at you.
That's true. And I feel like he's one of those people that the last person to talk to him gets in his head, you know?
Yeah.
So I
but
can
I
wait.
Liked,
oh, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, I liked how he and Karen are becoming close, because she was safe then for the week,
mm-hmm.
which was good. You know?
Yeah.
And he said it's her new Emily. It's his new Emily, except more like a mom, which is good.
That was cute. And then we get all the chit chat. I don't remember who, he does say that he's thinking of Dimitri and Cindy. And of course, Bruno's trying to get him to do Ika and Dimitri. And I'm like, no, Bruno, damn. And I was yelling at the screen, do Bruno's and Kevin.
Yes.
Because they're the folks who are supposed to be helping you out. But, you know, he kind of did kind of the same. So he ended up doing...
I was just going to say they were supposed to be in his alliance.
Yeah, right?
And supposed to be helping him out, but they didn't when he was on the block.
But when he won HOH, they sure were talking to him then.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
All buddy-buddy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So he ended up putting up Dimitri and Jackie, which I was fine with the Jackie.
Totally fine.
Yeah.
Totally fine. Because she's still not any less annoying.
Mm-hmm.
But I really wanted Bruno to go up. Even over Kevin, because I don't know, something about Bruno's getting on my nerves. Sorry,
Ellen. Yeah, Kevin drives me crazy.
Kevin too, but something about this Bruno business, about him, like, now all of a sudden he wants to be buddy-buddy with folk.
Yeah.
And put up Ika.
Anybody else, yeah.
Which is what you're supposed to do, but still.
Right. So if that's what you're supposed to do, why does it annoy you?
Because he's not like that when he doesn't have to be. At least be subtle with the shit. He ain't even subtle with it. I mean, at least pretend like you like the dude that you got his back. He ain't even doing that. Last time when he was on the block, he point blank said, hey, how come y'all aren't going to use the veto on us? Well, hey, dude. Hey, sorry. Don't know what to tell you.
Yeah, so put him up then.
Say. That's what I'm saying.
We're not saving your ass.
That's what I'm saying.
Taking out your girlfriend.
He forgot about her quick, didn't he?
He sure did.
Her name don't hardly come up.
What was her name again?
Right?
Emma who?
Emma Lee?
Okay. Emma Lee.
Emma Lee.
And then we get, so I don't remember the POV ceremony either. What was the POV?
It was the out of orbit.
Yes.
Where they had to roll that ball and it has to go around in an orbit and stay on track.
Right.
And catch it 300 times in a row.
Oh, shit. Yes.
Like consecutive 300. If you miss one, you start back from zero.
Yeah.
Oh, that was crazy. My goodness. I would have fucking gave up. Seriously, I would have given up.
Yeah, I think I would have too.
Like, this is for the birds.
That was a mess, wasn't it?
300 times in a row.
I wonder how long that would take. Yeah,
I forgot who it was who got up to like 200 and then they dropped the ball and they had to start all the way over.
Yep.
Now, the one thing they didn't show us is how long did that actually take?
Yeah, that's what I was wondering.
It had to be hours.
Had to be.
Yeah.
At least 3-4 hours. That's easy. What I'm thinking.
That's a long time to keep your concentration.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I would have been, like, look, I'm sorry, big brother. I got to sit down.
Right.
I kept hoping that Jackie. Yeah. Can I have a chair from the bricks while I'm doing this
from the brick
challenge? I kept hoping that Jackie was not going to win it. Because I was wanting her to go to Gio.
Well, Dimitri ended up winning.
Yay!
Of course.
Mm-hmm.
I was fine with that.
Yeah, I was okay with that.
But then I started getting worried. I was like, oh, wait. That means they got to put somebody else up on the block.
Right.
Who's going to be the replacement mom?
Yeah.
To Bianca. Mm-hmm.
That's what I was thinking it would be. And then she would.
Then it would be who?
Ika? Yeah, they would talk him into doing Ika.
Oh. Hmm. Mm-hmm.
Then we had this big, long cleaning the house.
Task or whatever.
Task or something.
Yeah.
And while cleaning one of the trash cans, William found a clue to a hidden private secret.
Yeah, secret
power.
Mission.
POV. Yeah, secret power. Mm-hmm.
This was so cool.
I like those kind of things where they have to stick around.
Finding clues.
I mean, that was serious. He had like one clue, then he had to go find another clue, then he had to go find another clue. And I don't know how he was able to be in that pantry for that long while that thing rotated and moved and the lights turned red.
I know. I think that was a little much, but.
That was a little much.
Yeah. And he couldn't get caught.
I was just thinking they must have locked the door.
That's what I was wondering.
Because if that wasn't the case, someone could have walked in any second.
Oh,
and that's not his fault.
Yeah. And that thing was buzzing and shifting and turning for like 10 minutes.
I know these people can hear it.
I was like, oh, my God.
It took forever.
Yeah. So, like, one, I know they can hear it. Two, even if they can't hear it, Karen, of all people, is going to notice William's missing while the rest of us are cleaning.
Mm-hmm.
Where is he?
Because, honey, she had eagle eyes on his ass the whole time.
On everyone.
She was a taskmaster.
She was.
Yeah.
That was great.
And then,
he was so scared.
Yeah, it was freaky at first.
It was. I didn't know what it was going to do.
Then it said there's a little hidden area outside. He had to go do it by one of the, I can't remember the name of the door, one of those doors.
Yeah.
So he found the secret passageway and he crawled in there and it was so dark he couldn't see. So he was like crawling at baby speed.
Pitch black.
Yeah. And he finally went all the way down in there and found the secret power of veto.
Woohoo.
That he can use anytime in the next 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So I was like, this is awesome.
Yes.
And then they were smart. They had cameras next to the door so that he could see if anyone was near before he comes out.
That didn't really work, though.
No, because he came out too damn fast.
And left it open.
I'm like, William, you're supposed to wait, dude.
Oh, my gosh.
So Karen's like, what are you doing? Where'd you come from? What's going on? I'm like, hell.
Oh, those are Levi's? What are you doing over there? Did you go in here, William?
Oh, was it a secret power of veto like that one year? And I'm like, no.
Right?
She didn't say anything. And she went over and she pushed it open and everything.
She did. I thought she was going to climb in.
I thought she was too.
That would have been awesome.
Really, I wonder what they would have done.
His brother was saying, like, Karen, stop that.
Yeah, remember he did say that.
She's like, it wasn't me. Oh, that was funny. But I kept thinking she's going to go back or she's going to say something.
I like that. Yeah.
She didn't. So that was cute. So, but I have no damn, as fun as that was to watch, And then, of course, William's like, hey, big brother, I'm going to use it. I'm going to do well with it. Although I'm not going to use it this week because I don't care which one of them people go, but I'm going to use it. And I'm thinking, no, he ain't.
You're thinking bullshit, same. William.
Thank you. That's what I said.
As when he was HOH, he kept talking it up like that.
I'm doing this and I'm doing that. And he just did bullshit.
He did nothing.
Nothing. Bupkis.
Yeah. Bupkis.
So I was like rolling my eyes. Now, I like William, but I was like, okay, come on, William. Stop with the bravado. You're not the type.
I mean, imagine if Ica got it.
She would use it.
All kinds of stuff. Yes,
she would definitely use it. I don't have any hope that he's going to use it.
Mm-hmm. Even if she didn't want one of those people, she didn't care if those people went home, she'd still stir the pot or make a deal with the other or something.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So I don't know about William. I hope he does something good with it.
I hope so.
I guess it all depends on what happens this, you know, the coming week, but still. All that bad talking, I don't believe none of them anymore. Because they all talk about, I'm doing big moves. No, no, you're really not. You keep doing the same people over and over again. So then we get to the power of veto ceremony. And, of course, Dimitri uses it on himself. Which means that, what's his name, has to do a new nomination.
Dylan.
Dylan, yes, thank you.
Yeah. Sorry. Replacement nom.
What's his face?
What's his name? And so Dylan shocked the shit out of me. I mean, I really was a little shocked. He nominates Cindy.
I was shocked, but I understood.
Yeah. Cindy with an S.
Yeah. Cindy with an S. I mean, I understood, but I was still surprised.
Yeah, because we didn't really see him even thinking about her until the very, very end when he was talking to her and said, but maybe I put you up. And then he did.
He did. I was like, damn.
Yeah.
So Cindy's confused. She's like, I don't know what I did. I'm like, well, you know what you did? You put his ass up. And Dimitri was smart because he went and talked to Dylan so that he wouldn't jack with Ica.
Right. Yes.
Because he really could have done that. That's what everyone else was telling him to do.
Right. Yep. Backdoor her.
And then Kevin says, we're screwed. We're screwed, man.
You are.
And then we see Ica and Dimitri dancing. Yes.
Yeah, that was great.
We did it. We made it. So then Jackie, she's upset because now she's up there with Cindy.
Yeah.
Waha boo hoo. She goes into the hot tub whining. And Bruno comes in there, and they are talking. And then Dylan comes in, I guess, to talk to them, and she gets up and leaves. It's like, she can't even stand to be in the room with them. I was like, okay, cool. I mean, you would be salty if someone put you up on the block. But anyway, I do remember a scene where Jackie does go talk to Dylan, and she's like, I don't even understand why I'm even your target. And he says, well, because when I feel like you're a big part of why Emily went home. And she's like, what? He's like, we were supposed to be together, working together. Now, on her defense, I will say, he probably should have put Kevin up. Because if you if that was your rationale, Kevin had a more direct link to why she went home than Jackie.
That's true. Yep.
Yeah.
But Jackie's annoying, so I was fine.
Yeah, he doesn't want to cross that line of the Bruno and the Kevin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I guess he promised them, which was a dumb promise, because they didn't help him at all.
Back in the HOH, that's right.
Back when they were going to get rid of Emily. So I guess he has to honor that for now. But, so I really was like, I wonder who they're going to get out, because I really could, I mean, I actually kind of like Cindy, but I would have preferred, they would have been smarter to get her than Jackie.
Yeah.
You know, Jackie's annoying, and that's what Ica says later. And she says, you know, as much as I would like to get Jackie out, Cindy's the one that needs to go.
Yeah.
So I think I need to work with Jackie for a minute. It's like, what?
Another example. Ica's working that house.
She's working it. Working it. And the other side.
Gotta respect
saw
that.
It. Yes. So then what else? Oh, then Cindy was trying to ham it up, crying to Dylan. He was trying to comfort her. But she was kind of hamming it up a little bit.
That was funny.
We get a scene of Ika talking to the camera, missing her kids.
Yes.
That was cute.
And how about the Ika and Dimitri kissing scene?
Yes. Now, I was surprised by this because I thought everyone had been seeing them kiss.
Yeah, I guess they've been hiding it pretty well.
But I never thought that they were hiding it well, though.
I didn't either.
Like, it seemed like they were always in front of someone or
doing something.
Like they were going off in the corner.
Yeah, I thought so, too. But Cindy was like, hey.
Yeah.
What are you guys doing? And they're like, oh,
And I mean, they look guilty. Like, they had done
it. They did.
I'm like, they just kiss. Who cares? Right. I swear they were kissing in front of Gary and Kevin. I swear that one time. But
maybe
I guess
only
not.
In front of certain people.
Oh, maybe. Hmm. Maybe.
Mostly like HOH stuff, I thought, too.
Oh, that could be, too. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Then we get a special delivery video from the two who won last year, I guess? The two brothers?
Yes, the Pax brothers.
Nick and, I don't know, the other one.
Schmuck. Sorry. They were my favorites last year.
They were?
Pax brothers. They weren't.
Oh, weren't. Okay.
So annoying. Sorry.
Nick and Phil. That's what their names were. Nick and Phil.
Nick and Phil.
So they're driving the new Toyota 86 and they're giving little clues and tips about the car. And apparently this is going to factor into a future competition.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't say when. So everybody's trying to really pay attention. And then Cindy tries to work William because she knows he's the more gullible of the two.
Yeah.
And she says, okay, Ika and Dimitri have been working y'all and lying to y'all and telling me everything and threw y'all names out and this and that and the other. And William's starting to get annoyed and irritated. He's like, no, we got to do something about this. And I'm thinking, oh, William, go sit down.
Here he goes again.
Yeah, go sit down. Now I said, and if he really follows through on this one, I'm going to be annoyed.
Yeah. She's really trying to get to Dre's vote through William.
Yeah.
To have him talk to Dre. For her. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then we get, what do we get after that? Oh, Ika and Jackie call a truce. Kevin and Bruno chit chat, which was kind of dumb. Kevin's like, let me tell you a story about a guy named Bruno and a guy named Kevin. They decide to work with each other this season. It's like, ugh.
So I guess they were on the same season together, but they didn't get along?
I don't think they were on the same season.
Oh, okay.
I don't think. I don't remember.
Because I'd never seen them before. Were one of them in the first season, Sister K?
I think Bruno was in the first season.
Okay.
You know what? I can't remember, honestly.
Yeah.
Either the first or the second.
Okay.
I remember trying to watch the second, and I was like, no, it's not the same.
It was so bad.
Yeah. I didn't really care for that. But I can't remember really what season. I do know I remember seeing Bruno before.
Okay. Gotcha. Because I hadn't seen him or Kevin before. Oh. And I think I saw seasons 2 and 4.
Okay. So maybe they were on 3.
So, yeah.
We'll have to look that up.
Yeah.
Joseph.
Anyway. Joseph, let us know. Homework.
Then we get Karen telling Ika, Cindy's working on Dre. Yeah, I need to nip that in the bud.
Mm-hmm. And do you remember what Karen said about Cindy?
What'd she say?
Karen said, Cindy with an S is going out the door with a D.
Yes.
She's out of here.
We also missed that one piece where they were, all the newbies were kind of in the room. Talking about the vets, the 5, the 6 that were in there in that alliance. And Karen was like, we just need to take them down. And she mimicked like she was shooting a machine gun.
Oh, yeah.
That was funny.
I like it when they do that, like dub in the sounds.
Yeah. She was like,
Yeah. I think Dre was doing it too.
The one with Dre was funny with the boobs. She was like, it reminds me of Austin Powers. Then we get to the eviction episode, and we see Arissa in black and white fringe.
Yes.
Yeah. That was cute.
Mm-hmm. She looked good.
It was very cute. Yes. I like it. I like black and white anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So classic.
Yes. Yes, it was. And I really like this segment because she's going through, you know, what's going to happen on the show. And then she's like, you know, we've talked about all of the new, we've seen all the vets before, but we haven't seen the newbies and what this, they go through in their families. And then we get a little segment with William's family and Karen's family, which I really enjoyed that little piece.
Me too.
I did.
It was really nice. We got to see Karen's sons. Oh, they were grown. I didn't know they were grown.
Oh, yeah. They're,
like men.
Fully grown. Yeah. Yep. And her husband.
Her husband.
He's nice.
He
looked
like, he was like, I miss my Karen.
They seem so lost without Karen, though. Seriously.
They did. Like, what are we going to do tonight?
Yeah.
Oh, what are we gonna
eat? Like, they probably eat pizza every night for dinner.
Well, he was like, did you hear him? He goes, I got to get the boys to come and tell me how to hook up the TV so I could watch her or get on the internet. They look like they really missed her, though. And I like that one son. He's like, I just love it when my mom starts cussing. It's just too funny for me.
Because that's her. That's what she does.
That's her.
Yep.
That was sweet. And then we saw William's family. That was nice, too.
Lots of friends.
Yep.
His sister.
All the reaction of him kissing on Kevin.
Oh, my God.
His sister was like, no, I don't want to see that.
His dad's like, ah.
And then we get Arissa talking to the housemates. And then she shows them some funny video of things that they've been doing this season. Like falling and farting and twerking. And then what the fuck was that last one with Karen just throwing up out of the blue? That was so nasty.
That was like projectile vomit.
That was like,
it was,
like, it was really thin.
It was so gross. I was like, oh, it made my stomach turn when I was watching it. I was like, oh, this was not necessary
too much
to see. Why do they even show that? That was so nasty.
Gross.
And she was just cracking up.
Everybody was.
Oh,
somebody kept cracking up like long after the video was done.
That's what I was going to say. I'm trying to think
who was it.
I think it was Karen.
Yeah. Was it Karen?
I think it was.
It was like, somebody. And I'm like, okay, Arissa's talking. Can we have
Arissa's back on now?
Right. And you can still hear the person laughing.
Yes.
That's funny. They probably should have did that like, you know, before the live piece.
Something.
Yeah, just cut that out. We didn't need to see that. That's not
that
funny.
Throwing up was nasty. I'm sorry. That just made my stomach go all. And I'm not so squeamish with vomit, but she was just standing there 1 minute, next minute, throw up.
Yeah,
that was just weird vomit.
Nasty. So then it's time to vote. And I found this very interesting because Cindy only got one vote to stay.
Yep.
I was like,
Kevin
damn.
Was the only one. Yep.
Yeah.
Kevin, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
So much for working those votes, Cindy.
And I was like, dang, you'd think they'd at least give her some pity votes.
Nope.
No. She's going to have to go in and hang out in jury with just Netta, who she just kicked out of the house.
Yeah. So this is very interesting because I didn't realize this, but Arissa said, well, in your last season, you kind of blindsided someone. And then the next week you were out. And this season you blindsided one of your allies. And now you're out next too. What do you have to say? She's like, well, I guess history repeats.
And it was her birthday.
Oh, it was her birthday.
That sucked.
Yeah, that sucks. I was like, oh, really? Well, damn, Cindy, why did you do that then? Because that, you know, wouldn't you have remembered that?
Right. Try to right your wrongs or something.
Now, I will say, in hindsight, obviously, her voting Netta out was the wrong choice. The way wrong choice.
For her.
For her.
Oh, yeah.
Cindy.
For her.
Yeah, for Cindy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because she would have had four people strong in an alliance, and they could have got out anybody else, honestly. Because Jackie was still working with them. Dylan was still somewhat working with them. They could have gotten out anyone else on the other side, probably. So.
Oh, boy. Well, she didn't give hugs to anybody on her way out. Mm-mm. And then you saw the goodbye messages.
Yeah,
no. And Karen was totally throwing shade at
Karen
her.
Karen is not trying to placate the jury. You could tell who's trying to placate the jury. But Karen's like, oh, F that. I'm just telling it like it is.
That was so funny. I'm Maybe if you had
talked to me more than you talked to about yourself, we would have had something to talk about.
That was great.
I just need her to go to the end.
Fingers crossed.
I need to see what her vote for me speech is going to be.
Yeah.
I know it's going to be good. So then we get into the HOH competition.
Yes.
And they have a video. And I didn't really recognize who the heck this person was in the video. Did y'all?
No.
No.
No idea. Some lady.
Yeah. And so she's basically saying that you guys are going to get step counters and we're trying to promote healthy fitness for Canadians and they're going to get these step counters and the first person to get to 1,500 steps is going to win an advantage in the next HOH competition. And so they all get on their little step counters and just start walking around the house. Karen, she's got on, what does she have on, a bathing suit? Then she has to make a potty break somewhere, so she's got to run up the stairs, go to the bathroom. Everybody's trying to run and walk, and I don't know what the hell Dylan was doing. He was, like, fighting, mimicking fire. I was like, that's not going to work.
No.
And so at the end of it all, though, Karen ended up winning.
She did.
The advantage. That. Yeah.
That was hysterical.
How did I do that?
Yeah.
And who says, how did she win that? And she had to stop and take a whiz.
That's true. Yeah.
Like, I don't know how she did that.
She knew how to swing them arms and pump them legs, probably. Mm-hmm.
That's right. Keep it all moving.
So then Arissa comes back and says it is a 3-part HOH competition. I was like, 3 parts? And I kept looking at the clock going, well, shit, we're not going to get that all today.
Again.
Ah, cliffhanger. Mm-hmm. So, but the first part looked so intricate, I probably would have gave up. Like, Ellen, like you said, after that whirly out of this world. It looked like it was gonna be, out of orbit. It looked hard. They had to traverse this hilly up and down over this little gate thing with these rocks. They had to take them in their hands. They couldn't, like, scoop them up in their shirts or anything. And if you dropped one, you had to go back and start over.
Start all over again.
Hell no.
No.
So you could only take like 3 or 4 at a time.
Yeah, you could take as many as you wanted, but if you dropped one, you're done.
I was like, start again. Oh my goodness.
Yeah. And it was 150 rocks.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
That's what?
But luckily.
75 trips. At least. Yeah.
Yep.
Maybe not that many. Maybe 50.
Yeah. But luckily, Karen only has to do half that.
Yes, that was.
So hopefully, yeah. She just like slow and steady does it, you know? Like, don't go crazy, just get it done.
Right.
Now, it would be cool if she won HOH.
I hope so. It's been a while.
I feel like she would do something big. You know, big. Bigger than everyone else has been willing to do.
Bruno and Kevin.
Thank you. Hello, Sister A. That's what I'm talking about. Let's see them scramble for a minute on the block. And then if one of them comes off, you put Jackie up there.
Yeah, that's an easy vote.
That's easy.
Yeah.
Super.
Super. So we don't know what happens. Tonight is the show.
Yes.
So we won't know until we podcast next week what happens. Woo!
Woo! It was pretty good, though. I liked it.
It was a good one.
Yeah, I thought so. I'm sorry that Cindy with an S went, because I liked her.
I did, too.
I'd rather have somebody else go, but, you know, that is a big person to get out right now, so it's good for some other people in the house.
You know, if she would have worked it a little bit, she probably could have stayed, but I think it was a little bit too late.
Yeah.
Her trying to protect.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I know. You know what? I remember just now what it was about Bruno that annoyed me. Okay, so y'all remember when they were picking the veto people and Cindy got picked? So she was only the only one out of all of them that got picked to play. Mm-hmm. And then, I mean, not even a minute later, they're showing Bruno, okay, Cindy, you've got to win this for us. You have to do this. And she's like, yeah, I know, because they'll put me up. And he's like, or us, me and Kevin. And I'm like, really, Bruno?
Really, dude?
Really?
He's looking out.
For himself, I know.
And his Kevin.
And his alliance.
And his Kevin.
I'm ignoring that.
I'm sorry.
But it's true. I mean, he couldn't even say, yeah, Cindy, you do it, win so that you can save yourself.
Right.
Not
think about me.
Yeah, no, he shouldn't even have said, or me and Kevin too.
No,
dude, come on now, come on. So anyway, I was like, oh gosh, somebody vote him up, please, just to see him hush for a minute. I don't know if that would work. Okay, so I know that we've had a slow feedback season, but we actually have one voicemail.
What?
That came in. And you know what? I'm going to have to. I know. And it's not from our usual suspects either.
What?
And I'm going to.
Are you serious?
No, it's not. I think we'll all be surprised by who it is. I actually know because I had to.
I might know.
Let me just go ahead and hit play and you guys will recognize who this is.
Hi, sisters. This is Mama LM. I believe I'm on a roll.
This time, for BB Canada.
Oh my God, I'm loving BB Canada. Arissa Cox just gives fashion every week, and I'm taking snap pics of her. I'm feeling like a behind the scenes stalker. I love her outfit, so I'm actually taking pictures of the outfit for future fashion ideas. Okay, getting back to BB Canada, season 5, I just watched episode 11, and I am heartbroken. No more Gary, no more
the makeup.
I miss him, and I was talking with Sister LM, and it's like, I want to watch episode 11, but then I don't because I don't know how I'm going to react if they put Gary out. And it's like, I was overanalyzing it and it's like, get rid of Dre because, I mean, what does she do? I mean, get rid of her. But I understand Gary is more of a threat, so they have to do what they have to do. But I didn't like Netta just, you know, the way she manipulate people. But again, it's the game and you gotta do what you gotta do. I did like the game that they played, what was they calling it? Warning navigation error, and the ship got space jacked. But I was so glad they weren't trying to bring Cassandra back. I swear she's like a bootleg BBUS Rachel.
Please
don't ever bring that. You can bring back Gary, though. I was almost in tears. I mean, especially when Ika said her goodbye to him and she was in tears. I'm like, oh, I was having one of those fan the eye moments. He was like the brightest star in the house, and I'm really going to miss him. But I'm looking forward to the next outfits that Arissa's going to wear. I love it. Love you, sisters. See you later.
Aw, thank you, Mama LM. Aww.
Thank you,
love
Mama.
You, Mama LM.
We love you, Mama LM.
Love you.
That was
great. Thank you so much for calling in.
I know.
I was like, who could this be?
Her first time ever calling on Big Brother.
It is.
And I'm glad she's enjoying it.
She is.
It's good. Yeah. It's really good.
She's like on it. She'll send me a text and say, it's up. Episode's up.
She's like, did you watch it yet? That was a sad episode. And I will say I did tear up when he left and they were doing the interview and they were giving the goodbye messages. And Karen, mm-hmm. I teared up. I started at Karen. Mm. And then when she said, "You're the only friend I have." And then when Aiko was crying, I was like, "Oh." And then he looked like he was getting misty.
He did.
Yeah.
Aww.
Cassandra is like the BBUS Rachel.
No, wait. I didn't think about that. She didn't say like. She said she's the bootleg BBUS Rachel.
Wow.
She said the bootleg.
I don't think she's that bad, but I don't know.
I didn't think she was that bad either, but she is copying exactly what Rachel was saying.
She is.
Yeah.
I thought Cassandra was funny. I thought she was funny and entertaining to watch because
you think?
her facial expressions were, she obviously was manipulating and doing things to get over, but people just weren't, I guess, recognizing it at first. So to me, it was kind of fun to watch to see if she could pull the wool over someone else's eyes, because obviously she was going to be lying and everything.
Yeah. I just got annoyed by her.
Really?
This season. Yeah. I found her annoying.
She was annoying.
Yeah. But I do miss Gary Lotz.
Yes.
Yeah. Lotz. And I wish at least he was in the jury so we could see him again. But
mm-hmm. Oh, I know. That'd be nice. Ooh, but I don't know how that would have worked. I mean, if him and Netta were in the jury,
ooh,
they would have needed cameras in there for us to see all that.
I'm going to say we would need cameras in both houses.
Now, I'm hoping that they do, like, U.S., and I can't remember if Canada does this, where when new people join the jury, they show us snippets of their reaction. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I hope they do that.
I think so,
too. It is interesting. Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
Especially when the other one has just voted the other one out.
Yes.
Right. They've got to capture that.
I told you so.
Uh-huh. Hey.
Told your ass would be out next.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Well, thank you, Mama Ellen. We
thank
love
you.
That you are loving the show.
Yes.
Woohoo.
Keep your comments coming in.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I know we give predictions, you know, most episodes, but since we don't know who won HOH, do we want to predict who we think might win? And what they might
sure.
I think.
I mean, I'm hoping since Karen has a bit of a
advantage
that she got, that she will win. Or I'd also like to see Dre get HOH.
Oh.
Because I think she could do some interesting stuff because she seems like a good player.
She would.
And she's not afraid, I think, to make a big decision.
I wouldn't
mind that.
I'd like
to see her get it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see.
I don't want Dre, only because she will target my bae.
That's right.
Oh, yeah. That's true. I see where you're coming from, LM.
Kevin, she can go after all day long, but...
Yeah, both of them.
I think she would put both of them up.
Mm-hmm.
But that would be a pretty interesting week in the house.
Yeah, give her a chance, you know?
I think Bruno could scrounge up enough votes to keep him in, and people vote out Kevin.
Okay.
Now, if Dre won, do you think she would try to target him? Do you think she would try to back into Aika at all or Dimitri? Because remember that conversation Aika had about, okay, when you talk to Dylan, say this and this mm-hmm. is to keep me and Dimitri off. And then when she went to talk to Dylan, she's like, I really don't care about anybody but mm-hmm. Aika because I like her. Keep her. But the rest, go ahead. He's like, even Dimitri's like, yep, even Dimitri can mm-hmm. go.
No, I think she'd put up Bruno and Kevin. Because she really doesn't care for Kevin either, because how Kevin is with William.
That's true.
Right. Oh, yeah.
That's true. Yeah. She didn't like that.
Mm-mm. She doesn't.
I didn't like that either.
I didn't either.
Yeah.
Didn't. Ugh. So who do you all think might, predict?
I'm hoping that Karen wins and that she goes after Bruno, of course, and Jackie, or Bruno and Kevin. Actually, what I would hope for her to do is put up Kevin and Bruno and backdoor Jackie if one of those get off. And then they need to send home the vet. Now, the one thing I will say is I liked is that it looked like, well, it always looks like they could get their minds together and try to do something, the newbies, but... I know that Dylan at one point said Karen definitely wants there to be all newbies at the end.
He does.
And I'm okay with that. I'm okay with
definitely.
That.
Definitely.
Yeah. Even if that means Aika goes, even though I like Aika, but I still think it's let the newbies have their time.
Yeah.
to shine.
That should have been their strategy all along.
It should have been.
To get the second timers out.
There really should not be three vets still in there.
It shouldn't.
There really shouldn't be. And only, four or five newbies?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They should have got them out right away. So I'm hoping it's Karen, and I hope she does Kevin, Bruno, Jackie, if one of them gets off, and then take out the vet.
Yeah.
I don't want William to get it. Because he got
you one. Don't?
I'd like somebody new to get it other than Karen.
I want someone who hasn't gotten it before.
So who?
Bruno.
Oh, gosh. So you want Bruno to win HOA.
I do.
And
I do.
Who do you think he would put up?
Dylan and Jackie.
Yeah, he's not going to go after Ika.
You don't think?
Heck no.
I don't think he has the guts.
Oh,
he knows that Ika has been saving his ass.
Well,
damn near every week.
And he is pretty faithful.
He is faithful. He's got loyalty. Yeah.
Well,
mm-hmm.
He should know that. But I don't know that he would have loyalty because it's down to the wire now.
Oh, no. He'll still have. No. He will.
He was the one telling Dylan to put Ika up.
No, he wouldn't put her up. He wouldn't put up Dimitri either.
That would be interesting. You don't think so?
No, because of Ika.
No, because of Ika. Yeah, definitely.
Okay, that would be interesting to see if he did win, what he would do.
Mm-hmm.
I think he would target them, though.
Ika and Dimitri?
Yeah, to keep the chance for him winning better.
Him and Kevin to keep going.
Yeah, I think he'd just do Dylan and Jackie.
That would be such a waste.
Or what about William?
Not if he gets Dylan out.
Yeah.
That's true. But supposedly he's been working with Dylan.
Yeah, but we know he's really only faithful to Kevin, and Ika.
Yeah,
I really feel like just Kevin and Ika.
Yeah, I think the Ika thing's over. But I could be totally wrong. Maybe he'll be loyal. And
plus, I want him to win because then the week won't be so predictable.
That's true.
Hopefully, yeah.
I get
what
you're saying.
I don't want to see, Dimitri win it again.
Yeah.
You know, or I have William win it again, or Dylan. Or Dylan can't go again, so... But yeah,
and I want
to mix
see,
it up.
Yeah, and I want him to see his children.
Oh my goodness!
For the HOH,
that's true.
Yeah, if he now get ready for the boohoo. Then
I was gonna say they'll definitely
that
be more
might
than
be
just
a
leaking.
Boohoo. Yeah,
okay.
That one might be a boohoo.
He won't just be rubbing his eyes.
No, I don't think
so.
He needs to take the cap off, though. I think the cap's rubbing his hair off more.
Yeah,
baseball cap.
No, he needs to leave the
He's
hat.
Lost a lot.
He needs to leave the hat off.
What'd she say?
She said, no, he needs to leave the cap on.
Oh.
I think so.
You know how some guys, look, I don't want to say jacked up, but.
No, I mean.
They look completely different without a cap.
I think baseball caps can make some people look cute, but
better
I feel like
they really are.
He's when you're bald and you're trying to cover it up with a hat, I think that helps make you bald faster, wouldn't it? Wouldn't it rub
he
the rest of your hair
bald.
Out?
It would rub the rest of your hair out. Yeah,
that's what I'm thinking.
I think once you're on that highway, it's already gone.
I'm sorry, just really quick, because all of you. Both of you have watched Married at First Sight, right?
Yes.
Yes.
And we're talking about
hair. But not
hair.
This season.
Oh, you haven't this season?
I haven't started the season yet.
Oh.
Okay, well, pay attention when you watch. Sister
okay.
K.
Yeah.
Speaking of hair, it made me think of this. Did you notice the brides? Okay, you know the black couple that got married?
Mm-hmm.
And how their dads were going tit for tat.
Oh
at
my!
Wedding reception.
Yes.
Did you peek?
Yes. When he took
dad's
that hat
hair?
Off. When he took
oh,
that.
Oh. What the fuck was that?
What was it? Did he have a piece on?
I have to find a picture for you
because
this
gosh.
Shit I can't even explain.
You cannot. I was like,
comb over?
First of, no.
No, it was.
No.
I can't even explain it.
It's like, how do you
I
explain
can't.
It?
I'll have to watch and see.
First of all, he had a hat on during the
he
wedding,
did.
Which I thought was odd anyway.
I did too. I'm like, why? And it wasn't like a dressy.
No,
hat.
It was like a Kango hat. Just a,
yeah.
An old school Kango hat. I don't even know.
And he just like plopped it on his head. It wasn't even
sitting on like, it, right?
Yeah.
First of all, I didn't like that man. He was raunchy from the get-go. Then, even if he was joking during the speeches, that was so inappropriate.
All the cursing and, well, like we can talk about somebody cursing, but
I don't be cursing in the wedding,
though. It was inappropriate.
If I'm giving a speech at someone's wedding, I'm not going to be cursing.
Me neither. Not
when
the
there's
kind of
kids around.
He was doing.
Now, I will say, I like to cuss. When there's kids around, I hold myself back.
I try to.
Yeah. Oh, and
Sister A, I'm going to have to find.
Yeah, we're going to have to find
like,
a picture
of
You're going to have to watch this and then text.
Yeah, I'm going to try and watch it maybe next week. So.
Oh, my gosh. But yeah, that family.
I'll give you some feedback.
Sister J's already said she wants to talk about it if we. If we want a podcast,
let's do it then. That would be fun.
Let's do it.
I think we should do it because
that'd be something different than we do. You normally do.
She's got some shit to say.
We can do it on the after show.
Yes.
Good
that'd
idea.
Be fun.
It was actually a very interesting beginning to the season, and I actually enjoyed all the people, all the couples.
Nice. Me too.
Yeah, I watched it last year, so. Mm-hmm. But I wasn't going to watch it this year. But then I heard all y'all were watching it this year. So I'll watch it as well.
Mm-hmm. It was good.
And I noticed one of the very first couples from the first season, they're now having a baby.
Oh, wow.
I know.
That's great. They're still together.
That is good.
And that's a couple that I did not think would make it.
Wow. Ooh.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm interested to see this next episode when they go on their honeymoons.
Yeah.
How this works. Or, you know, how they get along.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they were all...
Yeah, last season they had a couple that they didn't even make it to after the honeymoon.
I know.
That was that blonde-headed lady, right? And that guy, he was kind of a...
And the guy.
He was kind of a whiny guy.
Yeah, they didn't... They broke up during the honeymoon.
Yes, I remember that. Okay, yeah, I remember that. That
was like,
unfortunate.
Damn.
Yeah. I don't know if I could have handled that man either. He was too whiny.
Mm.
But anyway. So, yeah. This is going to be interesting. I have high hopes for these folks.
Me too.
All right.
All right.
I'll save my thoughts of who I think is going to make it and who I think is not.
Yeah, let's wait for the show.
Yeah.
The after show.
I don't really know. I think I have an inkling who has the best chance.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll have to wait till we get to the after show.
Mm-hmm.
Stay tuned for that, Sister Speak family.
Yes.
That'll be awesome. Okay, well, that is all we have for this episode of Sister Speak Big Brother. If you would like to send in your feedback on the latest shenanigans in the house, or even Married with at First Sight, or anything else, you can send it to Sister Speak. Actually, sorry, wrong address. You can send it to ssbigbrother@gmail.com. That is ssbigbrother@gmail.com. You can leave us a voicemail at 972-755-1215 or speakpipe.com/sisterspeak and leave us a voice message that way. You can find us on Twitter. I'm @_SisterK and @SisterSpeakCast.
I am @LiteraryMarie.
And I am @AKSIDS.
You can also find us on Facebook at facebook.com/SisterSpeakPodcast. And we have a wonderful private Facebook group called Sister Speak Nation, where we have a lot of fun, wonderful conversation about all things TV, life, people, whatever. It's a lot of fun being in the group. Also, remember, just in case you have been under a rock, we are going to be in Nashville on June 29th for our second annual Sister Speak Family Reunion. You can get your tickets now at sisterspeakproductions.com/register. It's turning into what seems like it's going to be a very, very fun reunion. We are going to have dancing, we're going to have music, we're going to have a free cocktail hour, we're going to have food, dinner, and we are going to have
a spade tournament.
A spade tournament, people. And I think we're also going to have some other games for those that lose or non-spades people. I think I've been tasked to bring my Monopoly. I have a Game of Thrones Monopoly game that I haven't really broken out
yet. No way.
Yes,
awesome.
It's so cool.
Okay.
I haven't played it, so it's got really cool little pieces.
I love Monopoly.
I know.
Me too.
And the Game of Thrones one? That's even better. Anyway, so we're going to have...
I'll play that one.
Yes, we're going to... I think there's, what, 8 pieces?
Ellen's like, even I'll play that one.
Even I'll play that. So it's going to be a ton of fun. We're going to have a lot of family members there, plus all 4 sisters. You cannot beat that with a stick, so get your tickets now. Go to sisterspeakproductions.com/register for your tickets. The price will go up in mid-May, so get your tickets now. And we cannot wait
can't
to see
beat
you.
It with a stick.
You can't beat it with a stick.
You can't beat that all with a stick. Sisters. I mean, come on. All 4 of us.
All 4.
Come on.
Live in color.
Live
in color. You can actually hug us.
Yes. Dinner.
Greedy.
A cocktail hour. Complimentary hour of drinks.
I know, right?
Dancing. Music.
Hello.
Spades.
Nashville.
Monopoly. Nashville.
Right?
Come on.
Come on. Come now, on. People. Come on now.
Come on.
Come on now.
Come on down.
So definitely get your tickets, and we would love to see you in Nashville. That's just going to be so fun. Seeing everyone there is going to be awesome.
I know. I can't wait.
I cannot wait. I can wait, but I can't wait.
I can't wait.
I can't wait.
I can and can't as well.
I can because we still have a lot to do, but I can't
That's
but true. I want to see the people.
That's true.
It's coming up fast, but I can't wait.
It's coming fast. We said this last
week. We've only got 2 months left. Can you believe it?
Oh, my gosh. No, I'm scared.
No, I can't. I am scared,
too. We got to get our shit together.
I have a lot of shit to get together.
I know, right? Damn. Got to start packing and stuff. Anyway, so it's going to be a lot of fun. So get your tickets now. Send us your feedback. We'd love to hear from you. We've been loving this season of Big Brother, and we want to hear what you guys have to say about this season of Big Brother. So send us your feedback.
Yes, please.
All right. Well, that is it for now. I'm Sister K.
I'm Sister LM.
And I'm Sister A.
See you next time. Bye.
Ciao.
Night.
Bye, Mama Alice.
Bye,
Wait,
Mama Alice.
To talk to you. Hold on. Hold on.
Good night, girls.
Yay.